Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam again. I hope your holiday season has been blessed with a multitude of crafting, cooking, and baking ideas so far. I'm slowly but surely coming up with how I want to make my Christmas tree skirt, which has proven to be more intricate than desired. But I'm a firm believer that if I'm going to make or do something, I'm going to make or do that thing right the first time. So I'm practicing my patience and trying to follow my quasi-plan to the best of my abilities. Which brings me to what I wish to discuss this week. Determination and willpower to follow one's plans or goals. You see, I'm notorious for starting a bunch of projects and then stopping halfway through. If it takes too long or isn't working out the way I anticipated, I either lose interest or just give up. I'm sure everyone can relate in some way or another to setting goals and then being sidetracked, like trying to create a Christmas tree skirt, but then finding a bunch of cute gingerbread house ideas that would look amazing on the kitchen table. But I digress, which brings me back to the topic at hand. How does one realistically stick to their plans or goals? Probably one of life's bigger questions. Many would argue that motivation is the true way anyone sticks to their goals. But I'd like to play devil's advocate and say that while motivation can get you started towards taking those steps, I feel it's true grit or determination that keeps a person on their chosen path. That and creating lasting habits to perpetuate the behavior you're striving to maintain. Yes, motivation is needed in the beginning to kickstart any project, but then I feel like you need that constant drive or true grit of completing a simple task over and over to reach that finish line. So, grit, determination, how do you dig your heels in and reach your goals? I think it comes down to a single thought. Why are you pursuing this goal? In the instance of my Christmas tree skirt, it's because I love crafting and truly wish to decorate my home as well as, or better than, Pottery Barn. Side note, along with Pinterest, Pottery Barn is another of my many obsessions. Anyways, my thoughts are this. Pick your goals, figure out your whys, and then rock those goals as if you're the number one rock star in the entire world, because you are. And so I'll keep slowly chipping away at finishing my Christmas tree skirt and hopefully finish before Christmas. And just wanted to send a little motivational spirit to all of you. Find your why and rock your goals. I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks and a bountiful Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for all the opportunities here in Humboldt and for all of you. Gobble, gobble.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.